Tallahassee. Donna's from Panama City. But anyway, they're going to present a talk today entitled Spark?
From Nothing to Insight.
Thank you. From Spark, From Nothing to Insight. So let's welcome these two speakers. Don't know which one's going first.
Hello, and thank you. I want to make a statement. Let's see. We are the ongoing activity of spirit in our hearts. We allow the ongoing activity of spirits into our hearts, minds, and activities to bring forth new forms and expressions to inspire and guide. Now, when we think about our saying, change your thinking, change your life, it's pretty much saying the same thing. I'm going to repeat it one more time. We allow the ongoing activity of spirit in our hearts, minds, and activities to bring forth new forms and expressions to inspire and guide. Now, Ernest Holmes, I'm going to use one, well, I think only one quote here. In Creative Mind and Success, Ernest Holmes wrote, "Put your mind in touch with universal mind, saying just what you are asking for. Ask for it, believe that you are receiving it, and wait. After a few minutes, declare that you now know. Even though you may not seem to know yet, in the depths of your consciousness, you have received the impression." It's a lot like when Jesus said, pray believing that it will be, and you will receive. So we have to believe. But before that belief, we have to have the idea, the spark that we need to follow. And when I thought of a spark, I thought of building a campfire. And Ernest Holmes' statement reminded me a lot of that. When you build a campfire, this is really odd because I had a conversation this morning with my cousin and she was teaching her daughter how to build a campfire. And I had already thought of this. So you have to start with something small, moss or pine needles or something really small that will catch that spark, that fire going. But you can't throw on the big logs right yet. So when Ernest says, say what you are asking for, there's our spark. And then you throw on a little bit of kindling because you can't throw on those big logs or it'll just put it right out. So our little bit of kindling is ask for it, believing that you are receiving it. That belief is our kindling. And then you put on a little bit bigger pieces of wood. Declare that you know, even though you may not seem to know. Declare that you know. And then you can throw on those big logs and get that roaring fire that we all like to have. In the depths of consciousness, you have received the impression. It will be yours. So we need to remember that everything we do isn't just a, I want it, I got it. There is a process to doing all of this. When they talk about a creative spark, a lot of people think, I'm not creative, you know, I was there. And as I thought about this, I thought, you know, when we're children, we all have this wonderful imagination that we play games or we play house or we play something and we create everything in our minds and we have a great time doing it. I remember when I was young, I used to love to dance and sing. And then I liked to write too. I was very creative, but I didn't really think of myself as creative. So then as you start growing up, you know, you hear, oh, that's not really all that good, or that's kind of stupid, or your friends tease you. And sometimes it comes from people you love. Sometimes it comes from within yourself. Sometimes it comes from, you know, strangers that you're trying to impress or something. But somewhere along the line, we start saying, oh, yeah, really, maybe we're not all that creative. So we kind of put that away, and we squash those ideas. I was talking to a friend, and I thought, think about coloring books, just the simple little thing of children and coloring books. We give children coloring books and crayons, and we have them color. And yet, we expect them to color in the lines to make the sun yellow and the sky blue. Why are we squashing their spark, their thoughts that they might be creative in a whole different world? You know, so we have to think about not just ourselves, but things that other people do. You know, we tend to want to pray for the perfect job, the perfect mate, the perfect whatever. You know, we all want what we want. And yet, then after we do our prayers and we're looking for a job because we're unemployed, then we start saying, okay, I want the perfect job, and this one's not quite it, but it's close enough. Maybe I need to be realistic. Maybe I need to be practical. And I need a job, so I'll take this one. It's close enough. Well, how do we know that Spirit didn't have a whole different plan for us? And in that plan, we weren't supposed to take that job. We were supposed to take a different job and get the perfect job. Well, then we start working that job, and we find out, uh-oh, this isn't the perfect job. This isn't even half the perfect job that I wanted. And then you think, I'm sunk, and you start getting depressed, and, you know, you go through all that. But, you know, Spirit can work in a lot of different ways. And it doesn't have a one and only, this is the path you got to take type thing. God can do anything. It's the whole universe.
Amen.
So with that, maybe we veer off on a different path. Maybe we listen to our inner being and we turn around, or we have lots of options that we're not even looking at because we thought we had to take this path. But Spirit doesn't care what path we take. Spirit is working for us to give us what we want. And all we have to do is listen. We can do however we want it and still get to the same point. You know, they always say the straightest point between two lines, or the straightest, oh, I don't even remember.
Shortest
distance between two lines is a straight, or between two points is a straight line. There we go. But, so you take a different path and it takes you a little longer. It doesn't mean you can't do it. It's just a different path. When we think about that stuff, we know that there is creativity within all of us. Every one of us were born with it. We don't have to have the whole path figured out in the beginning. We don't have to worry about what we want to do or how we want to do it. We have to know what we want. We have to have the spark. We have to have the belief, and then we allow Spirit to take it over. I have kind of an example that I've been dealing with because of age at my point in life. You hear all these commercials all the time about planning for retirement, securing your retirement. You have to have a financial advisor. You have to have this. You have to have that. And that weighs on all of us. I start thinking, you know, how much money do you need? You know, is the 401k going to be enough? Will Social Security be there when you need it? And what I've learned from this talk in particular is you don't have to know the answers. You have to make a plan, and you have to work toward that plan, but the paths change again, even with this. We can let Spirit lead us, and we can know that we are provided for, and there's always going to be enough. There's a whole universe. Nobody runs out of anything in that case, you know? When we think we're not creative, I got lucky. I had a class, and I was, to me, not creative. I'm an engineer, and I'm very practical, and that has been my life, and I threw away all that dancing and singing stuff when I was a kid. But for our foundation class, I asked and found out we had to do several projects, but the biggest one was the first class. And I hear we just finished a class, so you guys know what I'm talking about. So when we had to do this project, I was like, oh gosh, you find out in the beginning, but you got the whole time to worry about it, basically, because I don't know what I'm going to do. And I had some very stiff competition because we had Phyllis in the class, and she's very into art, and we had Desi, who dances and sings. We actually had Hope, who was an artist. Well, I'm screwed, you know? That was where I was at. Then the more I thought about it, I am creative. I like to do certain things that I hadn't done in years. At the time, I had an engraving business, and I had so much fun with my engraving business, and I created all sorts of stuff just out of the blue with that. But I never looked at myself as creative. And so what I want to leave here with is that all of us are creative, but we have to look at ourselves that way. Spirit made us that way. We were born with it. And we have to remember that we are. So that was my spark from nothing to insight. And I'm going to let Phyllis take over from here.
And so our theme today, as Donna said, is spark from nothing to insight. But we know that there is no such thing as nothingness. Creative energy, the spirit, in traditional Christian terms, is the Holy Spirit. We call it the all-knowing energetic pattern that fuels us. It is the spark of our intuition, I believe, and our desire that calls forth that spirit, that great spirit within us, because we are body, we are mind, and we are spirit. We are threefold beings working together with ourselves to make the best of our life that we can be. Sometimes the body calls out, it's time to rest, or I'm hungry, or dance, or express. Sometimes the mind wants to work through the problem, but the greatest of all is the all-knowing spirit. And when you get in that position where you don't know what to do, or you don't know what path to take, or you don't know it's time to slow down, even though your body tells you, just ask for the integrity of the spirit within you, connected with the Holy Spirit, the great spirit, the energetic force that is fueling everything to give you the guidance in the way that best serves you. There is nothing wrong with asking for help. We walk in the atmosphere of our own believing, and we have constructed beliefs from our thoughts and from our experiences. And sometimes those beliefs no longer serve us. They may have been beliefs that we acquired through society. They may have been beliefs that we acquired through a foundational church or a beginning teaching in our home. They may be our family's history. And now as we grow and the Spirit is opening us up to be more creative and to find out more of who we are, we have to remove those blocks that served us at one time but are no longer relevant to who we are. We have to break the blocks that bind us. And that's the belief. That's the trust in the creative spirit. So what are we trusting in? We're trusting in this magnificent energy to somehow bring its tremendous force by our call. We have to initiate the spark. And it comes from a desire, maybe for a better job, maybe for a better relationship, maybe for better communication where we work with our friends, maybe for more avenues of service in our community. But we have to ask ourselves, what is it? And be clear. And then wait for the answer. Your spirit within you will clarify it for you. And that will be your aha moment when the body, mind, and spirit line up and go, yes, that is what I want. Yes, that is what I was thinking. Oscar Wilde, I love his quote, hazy, wavy thoughts produce hazy, wavy results. So we want to clarify it. We're going to start somewhere. We're going to start in the beginning. God created the heaven and earth. Well, in the beginning, we're going to have a thought. What do I want to do at this point in my life? Do I want to work more? Do I want to work less? Do I want to refine my communication in my neighborhood and maybe serve them some more? Do I want to find a church where I can be around like-minded people? So what we're doing is we're refining our life There was nothing wrong with it before. There's nothing that's imperfect in spirit, but we want more of the clarity and more of the energy that it brings. Now, I believe that energy is in the spirit, and I can give you a perfect example. When I used to love to take challenges in my 20s and 30s, and I was sort of a wild card looking for myself, and so one of the guys I was dating said, let's take scuba diving lessons. And I said, oh, that sounds good. But I'm not a great swimmer because I'm very nearsighted. I can do the backstroke like crazy. I'm an otter in the water because I can see. But when I take off my glasses and my face is in the water, I'm very insecure. So I had on my tank and I did my lessons at Blue Springs and in the Crystal Springs of the Panhandle of Florida. And I felt pretty secure. We always went with a mate. We had our teacher. But when we got ready to do our open water dive, and we did it off the coast of Jacksonville, off the East Coast, we were in a big boat, and there were two of us diving. And it was an inboard, so there was no propeller out the back. But I remember it just seemed so big, you know, sitting on the edge of the boat and going backwards, falling in. And that day, we were going to go down to 99 feet. It wasn't going to be a big dive. But we were down there, and it was fascinating, and I was relaxed, and I loved it. So you couldn't see real well, but it was pretty good. So we stayed down for as long as we could, and then we came up, and I didn't see my partner, but he was already in the boat. He had already climbed up the steps. So I'm at the back of the boat looking at this big square thing, and just relaxing and thinking how brave I was to do this dive, and somebody in the boat said, is that a shark? And when I heard that, literally, the energy of spirit took me straight up out of the water and propelled me belly first into the boat like a giant fish. And I have thought back on that a million times. How in the world did that happen? How did I come straight up and over and flop down? But that's where I wanted to be. I set my intention. My intention was, I'm getting out of this water. And Spirit said, all right, boom. So I know that energy is in the spirit. So... And when we set our intention with spirit helping us, it is part of who we are, and it's connected to the greatest creative energy that ever was. And so we're this threefold being, and I think sometimes, and me too, it's just the mind and the body going along. It's not asking for help when we need some creative energy. It's not using that other part of us that is so beautiful and divine and here to help us. And when you think about in the scriptures, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, well, we would say Father, Mother, Son, meaning mankind, humans, and then the Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, three, powerful triune. Us, creative spirit, moving through all humans, not just Master Jesus. And then the result, you get this creative energy of spirit moving through you, and you start to manifest on a level that's higher than you knew was possible. But you're not doing it alone. And you're really not creating anything. Everything that ever was and ever will be is already created. However, you're putting it together in different forms for what you're asking for. So you're taking the energy that is full of all the intelligence of the universe, that is divine, and it's waiting on you to summons it, to say, fill my cup. I need a new path. I need new energy. I need a broader perspective. I want a new relationship. I want to diversify. I want to do more. You can feel it. It's a holy intuition that starts to stir in you that says, you know, I like where I've been and I like where I am, but I can feel there's more. Give me more. Give me more. Ask Desi. She'll tell you. She's always asking for more. For more. And it's a true inspiration. There's no level at which we stop learning, and there's no level where we can be without spirit. So we want to bring spirit into our lives more, recognizing that what we're doing is we're creating from that energy. There was a movie, Fantasia, I think I've used it on a quote here before. I loved it. When Mickey Mouse saw the wizard with the big hat and the cape and the wand, and he snuck into the castle, and the hat and the cape and the wand were there, and he put them on, and Mickey Mouse was really little, the big animated film Fantasia, and the hat was kind of cropped, and the big old robe was flopping on the ground. He had that wand, and he went outside, and he was directing the stars and the clouds and the lightning, and it was working because he believed in the hat and the coat and the wand. He thought it was magic, and it was working. So he used that power, and then he created this horrible storm, and it was flooding the castle, and he didn't know what to do, because he didn't understand the basic principle, like Donna talked about. We take it step by step by step. Here I am today, I can say, and this probably isn't a good example, I am not qualified to be president. So I'm not gonna set my goal. Oh, spirit's so funny. So I'm not going to set my goal for that, but I am going to set my goal from where I am to the next step that I'm feeling comfortable with, that I know I can achieve with help, with guidance, and with my permission to let this magnificent creative energy, who I have given the spark, the desire, the intuition, come forth, help me here. And like Donna said, we may make choices that weren't at the goal, but that step can lead to another step. And as Glenda says, we have do-overs all the time. There is no place where you're stuck unless your belief system thinks that what's been dealt you is all you're going to get. You can change it in a matter of thinking a different way in just a moment. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of Science of Mind teachings. Change your thinking about it. Well, this may look difficult, but maybe I need some help. This may look too big for me, but maybe I'll just step back and take it in baby steps. So I want to give you a couple of quotes here that I love. Okay. I've already said this, but I'll say it this way. The creative spark, which is available to everyone equally, cannot be put out. It may seem dimmed at times in your life, and yet it's always available. You just have to ask for it. Bring it on, God, bring it on. I need some help here. I'm dimmed. I'm feeling dull. God is all creative, and we are made from that creative source. We know that. I just don't think we access it as much as we could. We walk in our circumstances sometimes a little too long, and I'll start to lose that energy and that fervent desire for more life, more love. So we rekindle that spark. Because to be creative is truly our natural nature. Everything that's in our life, we have created. And if we haven't created it, we are still dealing with it on a societal level. If something was created that we unconsciously agreed to let be created in our society, then we have to deal with it. And that's when we need the creative spark to change what we see we can make better. The spark is in you. You can see it. You can feel it. You can't touch it, but you know it. You know when it surges through you, and you know when it gently brings its love into you also. You can feel wrapped in those arms. So sometimes when we're down here, we think it's not working, and then it goes up here, and it will have an ebb and a flow, because in God's time, that's the best time. And there are times to be in meditation, to be still, to wonder, to absorb where you are now and think on these things, the things that are good about where you are, and those will be the steps to let you know there's more. There's more for you. There's always more for you. We live in a physical universe where nothing is ever lost. We are producing circumstances all the time. The energy that makes up the universe is constant. That means what's flowing through us is a constant universal flow. So we're not without a source. We've got it. But it's up to us to recognize it and use it. The energy is always available. And sometimes this is so true, and y'all think about your own circumstance here. Whenever, say you're at work and you're tired and you come home and you don't want to do anything, then a friend calls you and asks you to go see a movie or do something that would be fun that you really want to do, and all of a sudden you have a surge of energy. So you see how malleable it is? I'm going to leave you with one other story. This is something that one of my friends told me about 20 years ago. And it's probably made up, I don't know. There was a man who was coming home late at night from his job, and he always took the shortcut through the cemetery. And there was a big fresh grave dug that day that he didn't know about. So when he was walking along on his usual path, he dropped into that grave. And he jumped and jumped and jumped, and he couldn't get out. So finally he said, well, I can't get out, and I'm not going to keep wearing myself out. So he sat down in the corner and said, I'll just wait till in the morning when the grave people come back and blah, blah, blah. I'll just wait until the morning. Well, a few minutes later, another man came walking through that same cemetery. He walked through that cemetery, and he fell off in that same grave. He fell in the other corner, and he jumped. He didn't know the guy over there was sitting quiet in that corner, and he jumped and he jumped and he jumped, and he couldn't do it until the guy in the other corner said, hey bud, you can't get out of here. But he did. So I leave you with that thought. Energy is in the spirit. Use it, create with it, and keep that spark alive. And so it is.